Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Fast and the Furriest by Sophie Ryan. Narrated by Marguerite Gavin. Chapter 1. I set the sandwich on top of the dresser. I could tell right away that Elvis was not sold on my idea of supper. He gave the blue bubble glass plate a suspicious look, and his eyes narrowed, but he didn't say a word. He was exceedingly polite. For the most part. Not to mention, he was a cat. What, you don't like it? I asked. It's peanut butter, dill pickle, and bacon. His whiskers twitched at the last word. In Elvis's world, everything went better with bacon, except maybe peanut butter and dill pickles. I picked up half the sandwich and took a bite. It's good, I swear. I mumbled around a mouthful of creamy, salty, crispy goodness. Elvis may have been polite, but he wasn't a stickler with respect to table manners. You know, this isn't that different from the real Elvis's favorite sandwich, I told him. Peanut butter, banana, and bacon. The cat made a huffy sound through his nose at me. As far as he was concerned, he was the real Elvis, a sleek black cat with a rakish scar across his nose. I reached over and stroked his fur. The top of his head was warm from the early evening August sun. He closed his green eyes and began to purr. I set my food down and reached for the mug that held my coffee. It was one of 12 I'd bought when a diner up in Belfast had closed and auctioned off its contents back in the spring. The mugs had replaced the mismatched yard sale collection we'd had in the staff room. I'd also bought a mint green Hamilton Beach milkshake maker and a box of 45s from the diner's jukebox.